What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 358th episode of the Pokemon Podcast. It's super effective. Jeez, we're really getting up in there. I'm your host, SBJ. With me today on this podcasting day is Greg.
Hello. Hello, mothers. It's your day that we're recording.
It's Mom's Day.
Mom's Day. So here's all the Marowak out there. Stay alive.
Boy, Will's here.
yeah. Spoiler alert. Are you ready? Spoiler alert.
Yep.
Put up the spoiler alert.
Yep.
I walked 5 miles to see a movie yesterday.
I feel like we should start off this podcast saying spoiler alert, because then no one is going to finish it. You're just going to turn it off.
Oh, no.
That was no spoiler.
For the record,
it happened in the past.
Most of us here have seen Detective Pikachu. We will not be spoiling Detective Pikachu, but we will give you our thoughts of the movie, whether we liked it or not. And that's pretty much it. I think, though, anything shown in the trailers is fair game. For example, we saw Bulbasaur in the trailer, so I don't think that's a spoiler to say I liked the Bulbasaur that were in the movie. We'll probably do maybe like a side thing, maybe 15 minutes or something of more in-depth of the movie. I don't know. I have been debating this for the last like month of how we handle talking about this.
A major movie.
But I saw it twice.
Ooh.
And I will probably see it another time.
You've already seen it twice?
I've seen it twice. Twice is nice.
I'm seeing it in 3 hours.
All right.
But I have to walk 5 miles to go and see it, so the one time is about as much as my body can handle.
Why do you have to walk 5 miles?
I don't have to. I just normally do a hike on Saturday mornings, and since I was going to see the movie on Saturday morning, I was like, well, let me hike to it.
Was it all uphill?
No, it's all downhill.
Oh, well, what are you even complaining about?
Seeing as I live in the highest part of D.C., everything is downhill for me.
Well,
uphill both ways.
No.
In snow.
It's May. There's no snow.
Oh.
I mean, here.
There.
Not with that attitude. Always snow somewhere. We got some Pokemon news. We got our question of the week. We got our Pokemon of the week. And then somewhere in between, we'll give you our thoughts on Detective Pikachu. Let's just knock some news out of the way. First bit of news is off Pokemon.com. Speaking of Pikachu, you can get a shiny Pikachu and shiny Eevee at Target. You can use the brand new Pokemon Pass app to add one of these shiny Pokemon to your Pokemon Let's Go Eevee or your Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu game. Players in the U.S. at Target stores between May 11th to June 23rd. So you got some time. Go ahead and add a shiny Eevee to Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu or a shiny Pikachu to Pokemon Let's Go Eevee. To receive one of these Pokemon, you need to download the new Pokemon Pass app for iOS and Android devices. It is available to download from the App Store or the Google Play Store at no cost. You will also get a bonus Detective Pikachu sticker when you download the app too. The app also delivers exclusive digital rewards to Pokemon Trainer Club account owners when they are at designated retail locations. If you're the account owner and you're entering a participating Target store, Pokemon Pass will use the geolocation to automatically notify you of nearby reward offerings. The app will also then guide you through several prompts. This is actually all true, including one to scan a special QR code found in the store so you can claim your shiny Pikachu or shiny Eevee. Additionally, this is unfortunate. Well, this should still work, but if you visit Target on May 11th, which was yesterday, between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. in your local time zone, you can celebrate the release of Detective Pikachu with a special giveaway. Fans can receive a Psyduck promo card for the trading card game and a movie poster. Supplies are limited. That being said, the news stops and our thoughts and experiences are shared. Who went to Target yesterday?
I mean, in a surprise to everybody, I didn't go to Target yesterday.
You didn't?
You did not?
No.
You go to Target every day.
I know. But hear me out. I had a very busy day yesterday for some good reasons, but others had reasons. So all right. I actually had to attend a memorial, so I could not go to Target.
Target's really hard for me to get to. And gosh. I was walking to the movie theater.
You could have walked to a Target on your way there?
There is no Target on the way to the movie theater. No. Incorrect.
Okay.
I mean, I will put money that my downtown Target that is right by my office will have the posters and cards sitting out somewhere because nobody ever thinks to go there for these things because on the weekends, that Target is not that busy because nobody is around downtown.
Well, it's downtown, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, my problem was yesterday the European Union was having their embassy open house, and I don't know how many countries are in the European Union right now, but they all seem to be on my path to that movie theater, and I had to go around all of these lines. You would think that they were giving away free stuff at the British embassy. It was ridiculous. I mean,
aren't they giving away England?
No, they're giving away Wales, Scotland, and Northern Ireland. Oh, England, they want to keep for themselves.
Oh,
and
that makes sense.
I literally thought as I was walking past, I was like, are you guys really still eligible to participate in the European Union open house?
That hasn't gone through yet. I'm assuming, Steve, you went to said Target between said hours?
I did go to Target. Right when I walked in the Target and I opened up Pokemon Pass, it said, welcome. Go find your queue. It presented it as like a scavenger hunt, which was kind of fun.
Go find your QR code over in the toys section.
Yes, even though I knew where it was because I've attended that Target multiple times and they've had the QR code up for about 2 weeks.
Yes, they have.
But yeah, I went over there to the QR code. The app knew that I was in the store just by opening the app. So Target and now the Pokemon Company knows where I am at all times. I'm sure they already knew because of Pokemon Go. I'm sure Niantic is feeding them that data regardless.
And Target's stealing it anyway. So Target knows when you walked in. So
Yeah.
They know. They know you're there.
It's a perfect marriage between retail and and the thing I love. Merging the two together. Surprisingly, because I went during the designated hours, there were about 8 other people doing the same thing as me, which is kind of cool to see. So there was a crowd of a couple people, probably slightly younger than me, but older than, you know, quote unquote kids. But there was, you know, 2 moms with their kids, but they were scanning the QR code. There was one mom extremely frustrated that she did not under. So this is like the real world problems that. People like, I feel like if you listen to a podcast, you probably know how to like download an app. You obviously found this feed, you probably know how to get your login. But when you see moms trying to scan an app or scan a QR code in their app to get a shiny Pokemon for their kid must have been maybe 7, 8, 9. Maybe even 10. I don't know. Kids are like real hard to gauge their age. Like as I get older,
they're real hard in that not a baby, not worth talking to stage.
But she was clearly frustrated, so me and Micah like tried to help her through. So I think the confusing thing about Pokemon Pass is that it wants, I don't remember this, actually I should log out of my app, it wants your trainer club account.
Yeah, I know that when I signed up, I'm like, I don't even remember what that is.
So the kid had a trainer club account, which they also use their trainer club account for Pokemon Go, but the mom, we figured out the issue here, she signed up for Pokemon Go with her Google account, and so she thought because she has a Pokemon Go account, that is also her trainer club account, so she was very frustrated when her Google account did not work. On top of that, very frustrated that she had no service to look up the issue, and then we then told her she could connect to Target's free Wi-Fi to get internet. But all in all, we helped out mom and son get their free Pikachu and Eevee. Although this is the kicker. The reason she was so frustrated is because it was taking so long to do, and she did not want to be late for her 1 p.m. Deoxys EX raid.
Well, now we're into it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to have your priorities.
Yeah, yeah, you have to. True. I mean, I'm glad I helped her. You know, my thought process is maybe you should have, you know, downloaded and installed the app and logged in, you know, maybe the night before. Totally, I get it. A nice parent to take her kid to get shiny Pikachu and Eevee. It was easy, though. Scan the QR code. There were two other QR codes in the store that actually, I believe after you scanned the first one, I think the app said like, oh, there are more QR codes to discover. There was a Mr. Mime QR code.
Was it actually hidden?
Yeah, I mean, it was one aisle over. You had to look for it.
One aisle over.
Then there was another QR code. I think it was for Psyduck, which was down the trading card aisle, which you could scan. Oh. So that
Wait,
was
the trading card aisle. Isn't you know, that just like right by the registers?
Yeah, but the toy stuff is at the back of the store, at least for
yeah,
my Target.
Yeah, there's two locations. There's one by the register usually and one over in the toy area.
Yeah, but in the toy area, they don't have the good trading cards.
They have some, but yeah, not the good ones.
You can
some.
Easily get stolen.
Because front of the store is where you steal the cards. Or
wait
is it back
minute.
Of the store?
No, because the trading cards are up by the registers where there's always people, so they can see if somebody's like stuffing the cardboard.
Yeah, but it's
into
always like
pockets.
It's always like the dead aisle where there's like two registers that no one uses, so you kind of like sit on the floor. Look, I'm not encouraging
target.
How
Ooh.
To steal cards.
Anyways,
but I've seen
talking
kids.
About okay, trading cards and old people and QR codes.
Yes.
How do I sneak a scale in so I can weigh the right cards so I know?
Trust me.
The good
talk
ones.
To my former neighbor because he used to do that. Old people, trading cards, QR codes. They have not made scanning those QR codes into PTCGO any easier in the 6 years since the last time I've tried to do it.
Look, PTCGO needs a lot more work than just the scanning feature.
That is so true. But man, was I frustrated.
I can safely reassure everyone that in order to get the promotional Psyduck card that was exclusive to Target, you had to talk to the people in the electronics section, a.k.a. the video game section, a.k.a. across from the toy section, but they don't want anything to do with the toy section. We went up. We asked for our Psyduck card. They gave us the Psyduck card. They asked us if we wanted a poster. We said yes. And then Micah said, can I get another card for my wife? And the guy looks over to a different guy and goes, hey, can we give these guys another card? And the guy looks back and goes, I don't care.
Basically.
And that was our Target situation.
So wait, I have to go in, I have to have an app, I have to scan QR codes, multiple QR codes, because I've got to go and find them, and then I got to talk to somebody to get a Psyduck card?
Well, it says the
it's
Psyduck
whole thing.
Card is between 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it's
yesterday.
A special giveaway yesterday. Oh. I am sure Target still has
yeah.
cards.
I'm sure they're sitting out on the counter when I go into my downtown Target tomorrow.
And if they don't, it's because probably one bitter employee read that this was from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on May 11th, and then they threw the rest of the cards out. There is no way they
That's
went through that many cards in 3 hours.
What's really awful, though, is like literally from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. is when I went to see the movie.
Yeah, well,
hey, well, if you went to Pokemon.com, they did announce this on May 1st.
I will say this about Target. They don't ask you to pre-order anything.
That's true.
They just are like, here you go. Like, it's a far easier experience than GameStop.
Well,
where
Greg,
GameStop is like...
Funny you say that, because while
I know
Target has the exclusive Psyduck card, you're going to have to make your way to GameStop to get the exclusive Snubbull card.
I'm not making my way to GameStop because I don't play the card game. You are going to have to make your way to that and then add it to your cat or dogger day.
Oh, I did. I have the exclusive Snubbull card here. Real quick, the details of the app. This is probably what people wanted to know the most. Does the app only give you one QR? Does the app only give you one code? We know a lot of people go out, they buy both games. They buy both Let's Go Pikachu, Let's Go Eevee. We've seen with the newsletters in the past that it's kind of frustrating if you have both games and the giveaway, the Pokemon event is through the newsletter. You can't get two codes. Does this app give you more than one code? It does. It gives you three codes.
Oh, nice.
So when you scan the QR code, it'll say, here's your special present. It'll say, show to reveal code. If you show to reveal code, there is another button below it that says redeem next code. You can hit that twice. So you get three codes total. After that redeem extra code goes away. And then all three of the codes are saved in the app, so you can look at them at any time. So you don't have to worry about screenshotting or losing them. So you can get up to three codes. My theory, I have no proof of this, is they understand that people buy both games, so they give you two codes, and they probably understand that one of your friends cannot make it, so they give you a third code for a friend. I think that is my theory of why it's specifically three and not four and not two, but who knows? They could have just done three because that was the number that they decided on, or it gives you three. I would assume that because so this event is not in Canada, it's not Brazil, it's only in two countries. It's in South Korea, it's in America. I would assume that the codes that it generates works on any single Switch or game. So for example, if you have a friend in Germany, if you give them your third code, it should work because it would be the same as the birthday Chansey in Japan or the movie Mewtwo in Japan. Those codes worked on my English system just fine. So I would assume that the third code, or I mean, maybe you only have one game and you have two extra codes. You could give those to friends in different countries and it should work just fine.
Well, maybe that's why they're giving us three codes so we can make friends. It's like fine international relations.
Yeah.
I'm never giving up my codes. They're mine.
Never. The codes.
Never.
Okay. So let's knock this news out of the way here. The Pokemon Company showed off more cards from the special Pokemon Detective Pikachu TCG expansion. This is off Nintendo Wire. Bulbasaur, Psyduck, and Snubbull were the three promo cards listed and tied to retailers. There's a dedicated site for the expansion with more details. Kicking off the film's release, Snubbull will be available at GameStop on May 10th. Psyduck follows on May 11th at Target, which was yesterday. And Bulbasaur will come out at Walmart on May 18th. And then, of course, if you see the movie, that will give you a two-pack of cards, and one of those cards should be the Detective Pikachu promo. All of these cards have the promo icon in the lower corner, so they are similar to the cards that you would get if you bought the TCG booster packs, the four booster packs, but these say promo on them. They're not particularly good cards. I'm sure they'll be worth the same amount of money, if not less amount of money than Ancient Mew, which is to say nothing.
No, you say that now. Just wait. I'm holding on to it. It's my nest egg.
Also, supposedly, they give you packs of cards unless they give you nothing.
Yeah,
which is what happened to me.
The movie I went to today at the Marcus. So I went to both Marcus theaters, different Marcus theaters. First opening night, I got the two packs. Today when I went, no booster packs.
Yeah, I went to Regal down at the Capital One Arena. No booster packs. That's all right. I don't have room for them anyways with all my Card Fight Vanguard cards lying all over the place.
For the record, for GameStop, you don't have to buy anything. You don't have to pre-order anything. Don't let them sucker you into this.
Yeah, but I have to find a GameStop, which is becoming increasingly difficult in this part of the country.
It is. I have a couple.
If you really want the Detective Pikachu card that you did not get for the movie, it is available on tcgplayer.com for about 89 cents. Not a sponsor.
Yet.
Oh, sorry. Ooh, my good. Oh, it went up to $1.39. Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Ooh, get on it now. Sell, sell, sell.
Is that with shipping or without shipping?
I'm not sure what shipping cost is for.
$5.99.
It's whatever the seller sets it at. I have my own TCG player store. Shh.
Detective Pikachu events. There was and still is a Detective Pikachu event happening in Pokemon Go from May 7th to Friday, May 17th. You can get a Detective Hat Pikachu to photobomb your Go snapshots. When it does, you'll have a chance to catch this Pokemon. You will also see increased encounters for prominent Pokemon for the movie, including Bulbasaur, Jigglypuff, Psyduck, Apom, and Snubbull. You might even find a shiny Apom, and with every Pokemon you will catch in the wild, you will earn double XP. There will also be raid battles featuring Pokemon in the film, such as Charizard. And then to top off the movie-themed fun, items are available in the style shop, including Detective Pikachu ears, a t-shirt with the logo. Yeah, I believe it's one Detective Pikachu a day per the Go snapshot.
So wait, that's the only way I can get it is to do the go snapshot daily?
Yep.
Yeah, it should happen on the first one. First one of the day.
Well,
yeah.
It should. I'm not going to do it. I don't do go snapshots. No.
It's super easy.
It's really easy, yeah. You just got to take one picture and then do it. If you're having trouble like getting Pikachu to show up, just turn off. Go into your Pokemon Go settings and just turn off AR.
I don't even know what button to press to make Go Snapshot happen.
Well, you have to pick a Pokemon.
Yep. And then there's a camera up in the corner.
Yeah, so you go into the Pokemon you've caught, and then there's a so I just clicked on Pikachu, and then there's the star in the corner, and then there's the camera. You can just click on that camera, and then you have to take a picture, and then it shows up. Now, if you don't have enough room in your house because of AR, before you do that, hit the Pokeball, go into Settings, and then it'll say AR Plus. Just turn that off, and then take a picture of your Pokemon.
All right, so now I just got the Detective Pikachu. This is the most bizarre picture I've ever taken in my life.
Okay.
Is it in my collection now?
No,
so it's going to be in the real world.
Now you go back out to the real world, and it should be standing next to you, and then you can tap on it to catch it.
It did show up. Yes. Should I throw a berry at it?
I think it can run away, so probably.
None of mine have, but they're also not that hard to catch because I have a million Pikachu, yeah. So...
Well, it keeps trying to whap my ball away. It doesn't want to get caught.
Whap it up.
Well, finally, this program has done something useful for me. I just caught a Detective Pikachu in Pokemon Go.
There you
Congratulations!
After all these years.
Name it Ryan.
No, after all these years, this being on this program has been helpful for me.
The Pikachu news does not stop coming. Also off Pokemon.com. A sweet new Pikachu Funko figure arrives. Get a sneak peek at the latest figure from the Funko's A Day with Pikachu collection coming too soon to the Pokemon Center. Now, these Funkos are the ones that look normal. They don't have the beady eyes. A Day with Pikachu collection is dubbed Sweet Days Are Here, and it features Pikachu chilling out with a Pokeball-themed picnic blanket. The beloved Pikachu is decked out with an awesome pair of shades and is ready to chow down on a sweet Pecha Berry? Is that what it's called?
Pecha.
Because
it's like peach.
With an A.
Well, with the letters rearranged.
This adorable figure will make a wonderful addition to your collection, so don't miss your chance when one arrives on Pokemon Center later this month. Subscribe to the Pokemon Trainer Club newsletter to stay up to date to learn when the Sweet Days Are Here figure is available for purchase.
Did you get your little Flabébé?
I am 3 for 3 for Day with Pikachu figures.
I'm 0 for... them all. Oh. I don't want them.
Correct.
But
me either.
They're very cute.
But the Flabébé one is very cute. I will say that.
For those that love Funko, the oversized big Bulbasaur is exclusive to Target and debuted this weekend.
Did you get one?
I did, yes. The Target I went to had, I think, 8 of them left. Maybe they only had 8, but it was around where the QR code was for the shiny Pikachu and Eevee.
You are, like, the ideal consumer.
I know. It worked. It was 100% like, hey, come into Target to get your Pikachu and Eevee. Oh, whoopsie. We just happened to release brand new Funkos this day, too. And we just put them next to each other. And, of course, I'm like, money is no good in the bank. I'll grab one of these. Well, you know, Ludicolo was really cute in the movie. They have one Ludicolo plush left. But who cares about money? Let's grab the Ludicolo. Now I'm walking around Target with a poster, promotional cards, my iPhone, this huge oversized Bulbasaur that I have no room in my house where to put.
Put it on the couch.
On the couch. I was just going to say, that couch is not going to populate itself.
I am an ideal consumer. I fell for
it. You are. You are the market. I think Pokemon really should just run things. If it doesn't work on Steve, it's a bad idea.
We can get this guy to buy it.
We can't get him to buy it. Oof.
Commemorate Torchic Community Day with Pokemon TV. Torchic hops into your neighborhood for the next Pokemon Go Community Day on Pokemon TV for a limited time. The next Community Day is on May 19th and features the adorable Torchic. To get you fired up for the event, we've collected our favorite episodes of the Chick Pokemon on Pokemon TV. Remember, you can watch those on Pokemon.com or the recently updated Pokemon TV app. And then this is just a service reminder for you that Torchic Community Day is the 19th.
A very special day.
Is it?
It's Greg's birthday. He's going to be 32.
Whoa.
Yeah.
32 years young. Well, happy early birthday for, I hope you get all the shiny Torchix.
I won't be able to do committee today because I'll be in LA.
What? There'll be Torchix spawning.
Yeah, but I'm at an event.
Just,
he'll be doing serious adult stuff.
You got a Go Plus or a Pokeball Plus? Just turn it on for the 3 hours. Just hit the button.
Remember to bring it.
I'm sure.
Airport security.
That's what they're worried about. What is this red and white ball?
What is this? How dare you? Plus, you know, what even time is it? Pacific time? I don't even know what time that is.
It is whatever 3 p.m. in your time zone is. See? There you go.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, but like Pacific time is like later or earlier. I don't know. It's going to be real tough. It's going to be a tough weekend for me.
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon news here. Bet you didn't see that coming.
No, because there's a new game that we've heard nothing about.
I know. All I've seen is an ad on Instagram for it.
I know you guys like shiny Pokemon.
Yes. Go on.
This is off the Pokemon Global link. You can take part in the 2019 International Challenge May online competition, the final international challenge in which players can earn championship points towards the 2019 World Championships. All qualified participants will receive a shiny Tapu Fini for their game. I think we've reported on this maybe 3 weeks ago, but this is just a reminder. That the registration will begin this Thursday, May 16th, and the competition, which you can register will start on Friday, May 24th, and it will end on Sunday, May 26th. You are limited 15 battles a day. Sorry, it ends the day before, so May 16th to May 23rd, you can sign up and register. You do not need your team ready. Until you actually participate, which will be on May 24th. If you do at least 3 matches, whether you win or lose those matches, you will receive a shiny Tapu Fini as a reward. You are only allowed to use Ultra Sun or Ultra Moon. It is double battles. You are not allowed to use any mythical Pokemon. That would include Mew, Celebi, Jirachi, Deoxys, Fionne, Manaphy, Darkrai, Shaymin, Arceus. That's how Pikachu says in the movie, so I'm going to go with that. Victini, Keldeo, Meloetta, Genesect, Deansai, Hoopa, Volcanion, Magearna, Marshadow, Zeraora, and everyone's favorite mythical Pokemon, Ash Greninja. It's actually not mythical, it's just not allowed. And then you are only limited to 2 box legendary Pokemon, or aka just 2 Pokemon from this list. So you're not allowed to have 3 of these, but the restriction is for Mewtwo, Lugia, Ho-Oh, Kroger, Groupon, Rayquaza, Dialga, Palkia, Giratina, Reshiram, Zekrom, Kyurem, Xerneas, Yveltal, Zygarde, Cosmog, Cosmoem, Solgaleo, Lunala, and Necrozma. You are allowed to have Z crystals. You are allowed to have Megastones. You are also allowed to use the blue orb or the red orb. I guess you could technically use both if you had both Kyogre and Groudon on your team. And you are allowed to use Rayquaza with Dragon Accent, which would let it Mega Evolve. And you could stick an item on it because it doesn't need to hold a Megastone. You could literally go in with a Rattata, a Pidgey, a Yungoos, and a Ladybug, and just lose 3 matches. And then a period of time after this tournament ends, you will receive a code for a shiny Tapu Fini.
Nice. I mean, you could go in with Delibird and just make everybody happy because you're giving them presents.
Ooh, that's a good strat. Did you guys do the last 2, the February and then the November?
I didn't do the Bulu one because I don't like shiny Bulu, but I'm really into this shiny, so now I may have to do this one because the shiny's really good.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a really good one. I don't want it to be that good because I don't want to do this, but I mean, I'll just go in and lose 3 times. I guess.
Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's faster than Shiny Ending.
Anything's faster than Shiny
That's
Ending.
True. Oh, man. I have been trying to get a Shiny Cutie Fly out just out of breeding. I do 6 eggs a day, and it's been like 5 weeks.
You got to put them in the Pelago.
I do. I put 6 eggs in the Pelago every day.
Oh, you gotta up it to 18. Yeah, three.
Well, the problem is, do you know how long it takes from the second that you press the egg for it to hatch?
Yeah, that animation's pretty long. Yeah,
I don't long have that much time in a day. I don't for eggs, no.
I mean, I have one because I did the Masuda method for getting one.
Why'd you SOS it?
I'm Masuda. Look, I have my day scheduled in a very particular way. There is a time when I am cleaning cat litter boxes and hatching eggs. All right. That's where that fits on the schedule.
I see. Tuesday, 3:48 p.m.
No, it's a daily thing. I clean the cat's litter box every day. But I can't SOS. I just need that very unfocused, hit an egg, walk over, scoop some poop, come back. Is it a shiny cutie fly? No. Okay. Time to pack the gym bag, hit an egg, get my gym stuff together, put it in the bag, come back. Is it a shiny cutie fly? Not again, once again, etc. That's how my morning works. Welcome to Will's world.
I never thought on this podcast we would have the word said, scoop some poop, hit an egg.
Well, I'm happy that you got the extra fancy cats that don't poop. My cat not only poops excessively, since he's got the diabetes, he has all the extra pee, too.
Oh, I mean, man. We used to have litter boxes, well, litter box for the dogs, so, I mean, I was there in the scoop the poop, hatch an egg life.
Yeah.
But
you get me. You understand.
I get it, but we got rid of the litter box, which is causing new problems, but anyways.
You take what you can get.
Yeah. I mean, they're pets, so I love them dearly.
Let's take a quick break. We have a couple more news articles that we'll address here. We'll do our question of the week, our Pokemon of the week, so we will be right back.
They had people there to manage the flow of traffic. Be like, hey, walk this way, or hey, walk this way, just to keep it clear.
Uh-huh.
Walk this way, or hey, walk this way. That all went okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
They had people there directing traffic all day. I'm like, let these people walk. Let these people walk this way. Walk this way.
That's the one.
Walk this way.
Now
walk this way.
And you're good to go.
And we are back from our break. Knock out these two news articles, and then we'll give our thoughts on Detective Pikachu here real quick. Remember, no spoilers for the movie, so no need to worry. First bit here is off PokemonGoHub.net. New Pokemon mobile game announced. In partnership with the Pokemon company, DNA is working on a whole new mobile game. According to the financial report made available by DNA, this game should be released this fiscal year, which lasts until March of 2020. DNA is hoping for significant revenue with the new mobile game. Of course they are. It can be believed that the Wall Street Journal's Mochizuku's post on Twitter, Nintendo is against charging people too much money because they are afraid that it will damage the reputation of their characters. However, Nintendo, the Pokemon Company, and DNA are all counting on big revenue, and they will use, quote, some smart techniques to accomplish that. As of now, no further details on launch are no further details or launch dates are known about the new Pokemon mobile game. With the upcoming release of Pokemon Sword and Shield, we can only speculate that it will have some sort of tie-in. Speculation, as in Pokemon Go Hub is saying that. Whether this eventual release will have impact on Pokemon Go is also unknown at the moment. If you are unfamiliar with who DNA is, it is a Japanese developer based in Tokyo, and the company has made such games as Super Mario Run, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp, Fire Emblem Heroes, and the upcoming Mario Kart Tour. You can find their financial report with the new Pokemon game here, and then they have a link. This is the same company very upset that Nintendo would not let them raise the prices in their mobile games because they know that they could get more money out of their customers.
I mean, good on them for holding that money thing in check. That's kind of rude.
Yeah, I mean, they just want to, they recognize that, you know, children are their primary customers. And Nintendo's thing is, right, it's the transferability from the handheld to the console. Yeah. So, like, they don't want for the price to be a barrier, while DNA is only getting a slice of the phone, the smartphone market. So what DNA needs to do is to write a better contract to say that any future revenues that can be tied to et cetera, they get, you know, 3%.
Mm. Yeah. Like, a whole new mobile game is it's a wide field, because a lot of things they consider games aren't games. Like, this Camp Pokemon was listed as a game. It's not a game.
I mean, though, we can look at DNA's past games that do exist. So, we have Super Mario Run, which is a one-time purchase. I think it was $10 to unlock everything. We can look at Fire Emblem Heroes, which is...
It's a very gotcha game.
And then I didn't play enough Animal Crossing. I don't know if
it's
you guys
a gotcha game.
Is that more gotcha? Because for me it was more of like Pokemon Go. I wouldn't consider Pokemon Go gotcha. I would just consider it like, oh, you need to buy this currency, which then you use the currency to buy stuff. But you get so deep in going like, oh, it's only 200 leaf tickets, and that converts to some money. But there's that study that shows like. You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, if you don't make the items seem like real money, then people lose track of how much money they're actually spending.
Yeah, like, it converts to coins, and then coins are used to purchase something else, or you buy gems, and then gems are the thing that are used to purchase something, and, like, that level of conversion is hard to keep track of.
Yeah, and it's never an exact match, right? $20 right. gets you 2,500 coins.
Right, because you're getting a discount.
A discount.
Yes. Yeah. There are also other Pokemon mobile games besides Pokemon Go. we have Pokemon Duel. Boy, that game Dewey. Is...
Well, I mean, well, I've got a monthly subscription for that one, so that's not really a gacha game.
And then we have Magikarp Jump. Some history here. Magikarp Jump is made by a company called Select Button. They have made games Survive Mola Mola. They've made Hunt Cook. And they have also made then Pokemon Magikarp Jump. So they have three games under their belt. DNA has almost four games after Mario Kart under their belt, at least working with Nintendo. Niantic has made Pokemon Go. Heroes with a Z has made Pokemon Duel. They are a Japanese company.
So do we think it's going to be more in the style of Fire Emblem Heroes, where you have to do... Like, you get random Pokeballs, and you summon forth random Pokemon, and then you convert them into candies, or... It's gonna be, like, a hero-collecting game?
You know, I guess that's a good question. Like, what do you think it's gonna be versus what would you want to see?
I mean, I played way too many hero-collecting games as it is. They are a little bit addicting, but, like, it has to be a good hero-collecting system that rewards you... better for duplicates, because it's so frustrating to get duplicate things and the reward for turning them in is meh. Like, I think Dragalia Lost does the hero collecting really well, because when you get a duplicate, you're actually getting something to make the other heroes better, and you need a lot of it, so like you're like, okay, I can handle the duplicates. But like other games, like I remember Fire Emblem Heroes, when you got duplicates, you're like, oh, I can send them back through the rift and get a minor reward for it. And that step is really frustrating to do.
I don't know if you guys played like Tiny Tower or...
Oh, I certainly got... You sucked me into that one.
Fallout.
I did not play that.
Fallout, the mobile Fallout, the Vault.
Fallout
yeah, I
Shelter.
Played Vault, yeah.
The Shelter, yeah. I kind of would like a Pokemon game of that. I feel like it's time. I haven't touched one of those games in a while, and I kind of like the idea of like, oh, we're building rooms or floors, and things happen.
Would it be a gym? Would it be like, what are you building Pokemon related that like post-apocalyptic Pokemon, but like,
I mean, it could just be like Pokemon Tower, where like one floor is a gym, the other floor is like a Pokemon Center, and then another floor is a Pokemart, and then another floor is the Castellia of Poffin Shop.
You're Look being it. Way too short-sighted.
Okay, all right.
It's,
hit me with
it's
it.
Like, it's like Pokemon Mystery Dungeon. You have a
I'm
village.
I'm out.
Where the Pokemon are the ones who run the village, and then it's like you grow the village, and then you attract different Pokemon to your village by having a nice village. Yeah.
All right, I'm back in.
I would also, I'm still sold, I would still go for my Pokemon Tower defense game, but this is me.
Pokemon Clash Royale, Greg?
I mean, for whatever reason, I'm still playing Clash Royale, one of the dumbest, most frustrating games that exists.
I mean,
The 2 vs. 2 is good. Here's the thing, though. Like, you can tell they've gone through another, like, data check, and now they are like, okay, well, people aren't paying enough money, so let's make the matchup super frustrating again. Because for a while, they're like, the matchups, you were matching people who were your same level, and they were really good. And now, since this most recent update, they're back to the, you're a level 10, here's a level 12. They're in the same rank because we reset everybody's ranks. Like, it's so frustrating. It's like such a frustrating behind the scenes. Like, well, we think we need more money right now, so we're going to make it super frustrating to play the game. But like, if it wasn't like the way that at least Pokemon holds on to the like, don't spend a ton of money sort of idea, like I would play a Clash Royale Pokemon game. I mean, I play Clash Royale the way it is, so I would still play it. I think that particular game has gotten real, real in your face about making you want to spend money, and yeah. I do not appreciate it.
The DNA says we have some smart techniques to accomplish that, so I guess we'll see.
It automatically charges you.
We make the purchase button red, and we make the cancel button green. That's the smart technique.
Oh, that's so frustrating. No. Why?
I'm pretty sure there are games that do that already.
There are.
Or they just swap the side that they're on.
They swap the side. That's the one that makes me the most frustrated. I'm like, at least the phone stops and says, hey, you have to do these three things to make this purchase go through. And then I'm like, oh, wait, why? What am I purchasing? No.
Yeah.
Stop.
This is from Stuart from our Addict channel in Slack. Sent this on in. It looks like Pokemon has another collaboration with some merch that they did not really promote. Although it is a UK brand here, so I would say that Al would probably get this, but Guy doesn't even take his kid trick-or-treating, so...
So we're...
I'm kidding. I love you, Al. Okay, so this is criminaldamage.co.uk, and they have hoodies and sweatpants and long-sleeve shirts and t-shirts with Pikachu and Charizard and Mewtwo on them. And so we'll have that in the show notes if you're interested. Just like last week with Moleskin, not really promoted at all. Or like Caseify either, not really super promoted. But hey, somebody talked to the Pokemon company and said, can we put Pikachu on a shirt legally? And they said yes. And then they did.
I mean, some of these shirts are very cute.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I like the...
I kind of like the Pokemon Evolutions. One that's got the four symbols on the front. The only thing I don't like about it is it's also got their company logo on the front. So I'm like, kind of out.
I hate logos on my clothing.
I mean, I'm always wearing a hoodie, so no one's seeing the t-shirt I bought anyways.
Yeah, but they have hoodies too.
Yeah, the repeat hoodie is super cute.
I don't do pullovers. They got zip-ups? No zip-ups.
Zip-up?
Pullovers are too tight on the neck. Too tight on the neck.
Oh, you've got to be kidding. How big
Stretch
is your
neck?
Stretch the
neck out. His not. We've seen him.
I know.
I don't know.
He hasn't done a shrug.
Let me check my suit for my neck size.
I think it was a 15.
No, his neck is probably a 12.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an 11. okay. This yellow pullover.
Uh-huh.
Pikachu. I kind of want that so much right now. It is super cute, and they don't have their logo on the front. I'm in. Does anybody know how to do conversion between pounds?
It's 45. Isn't it 45 pounds? I just closed the webpage. I'm pretty sure it's 45, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so how much is that in real money?
Correct. $58.
Ooh, I'm out. That's too much for a shirt.
That's way too much for a shirt.
Wait, is a shirt or a sweatshirt?
It's a pullover sweatshirt.
Thing. Oh, okay.
$60 for a good quality hoodie.
Yeah, we have to take it on real trust that it's good quality because it's coming from a long way. Then I have to send it
somebody
back.
In the UK go feel the material, give us a write up, and then come back and let us know if it's worth
it. Stuart, you made this happen. Stuart, get thee to the shops.
Get the details.
Get the deets and then tell me.
Greg has not seen Detective Pikachu.
I haven't. I'm seeing it in 2 hours.
All right. I saw it twice. I saw it with Irene and some friends on opening night, and then I saw it actually just a couple hours ago with my mom. I took her for Mother's Day because she wanted to see it. But Will, you saw it. You walked uphill and back to see it.
Yes, that is correct.
What were, as a longtime Pokemon fan, I need to know your thoughts. That's not a good start.
It's difficult for me because I'm a big boy. So I look for a little more from my films. Did I enjoy seeing Pokemon in the film? Yes. Do I think the Pokemon were rendered well and made me believe that they were living in a world where Pokemon were really in the world with them? Yes. Was the story any good for somebody who played the actual Detective Pikachu game?
I finished that game.
Oh, boy, they could have done better.
Really?
Hmm. Oh, yes. I mean, I don't want to give spoilers, but...
Yeah.
My two biggest criticisms are, for me, the story felt rushed. I think I can say that. That they, like, did... And you know what's actually funny, now that I'm thinking about it? In the actual Detective Pikachu game, they don't let you rush. It's like you have to have all of the evidence and be able to say, this is how the evidence lays out before you're allowed to move forward.
No matter how early on you figured out the answer.
Exactly. And in that movie, they're all like, oh, well, this all looks like this could be the way it is. So that must be the way it is. And
There's definitely a couple times where like Pikachu goes, well, it looks that way, but we don't have all the evidence. There's at least twice he says that.
Well, I think that they abbreviated a lot when they didn't have to. But my other criticism is I don't think that there was enough variety of Pokemon.
Okay, in the movie. I've heard this.
That they, you know, they had maybe like 30 models and those were the only
59.
59, okay. But it's like also I don't think it's where, like, there's just kind of some tells that it's like people who aren't familiar with Pokemon.
Really? I think the opposite.
No, I just like, well, for me, like, the thing that really sticks out to me is I don't think you would ever see a Rufflet on its own and sitting on a signpost. No. Rufflet's a baby. So that really bothered me a lot. I mean, was it enjoyable? Yes, it's enjoyable. Did they just like, really, I think just some of the leaps that they took in the storytelling detracted quite a bit from it for me. Maybe I have to watch it again, and maybe I'll, like, if I don't walk 5 miles to the movie theater, I'll be in a different mood to enjoy it. But I don't like the rationale for why Rhyme City exists as it does. I think that's
not a spoiler. So the reason Rhyme City exists for listeners is it is a world where Pokemon and humans live together. There are no trainer battles. There's no Pokemon in Pokeballs. They're against all that.
Yeah, but the like the conceit there is they say, well, everywhere else, the Pokemon are forced to be in Pokeballs, and you know the humans and Pokemon don't work together. Well, we know that's not true.
That's like weird city pride, right? That's like everyone saying their city is better than other cities.
Oh, trust me, I ain't saying DC's better than anything. DC's a hot, flaming pile of your elected officials' garbage.
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess that, like, we know in the Pokemon world, especially in something like the Unova region, where we see you know, watch hogs and girders helping build stuff, we know that, like, Pokemon do work and live side by side with humans. But I don't know, that, like, line of, like, this city's special because, you know, we don't do trainer battles and we don't have Pokemon and Pokeballs. Like, I just chalk that up to, like, them being prideful, like, a very prideful city. Just like, right. I don't know, some city will be like, we have the best hamburgers, no one can touch us. And it's like, well, I don't know, I kind of had a better hamburger elsewhere.
Yeah, that Chicago pizza disappointment.
If you want to live and die by that, is that, if that's your city pride, I mean, sure.
So let me say one more negative, and then I'll come out with a positive. I am very tired of having the job of insurance, like any job that's related to insurance, being considered to be like, my life is disappointing and I have failed because I have to work in insurance, right? I just, that like rang like a bell to me. It's like, really? That's your idea of a disappointing employment?
I feel like insurance is the new accounting.
Accounting is the dream job. Don't make me go through this again.
No.
Accounting is the most fantastic job.
You guys have probably seen more movies than me, but I feel like 10 years ago, if you're going to like pick a job to make somebody miserable in a movie, I feel like it was always accounting. And now I feel like
the new stereotype
is now insurance.
Well, they're wrong. And so the positive thing is I do really like the amount of diversity that they showed in all of the characters and all of the people that populated the world, that it was an incredibly, much like the video game itself, just like much like the everything, people from all different backgrounds and everything all participating in the city and in the world. I really like that. And the special effects were good too.
Yes. So I don't have a lot of complaints. There's one scene that goes on a little too long.
Which one?
I don't want to like
spoilers.
I don't want to give it away. I think the bad guy's overall plan doesn't make a lot of sense in execution, but the more I thought about it, and especially the second time I watched it, because you see the foreshadowing easier the second time you watch it. I just kind of was like, this doesn't bother me that his plan doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, because the whole point of the movie, which is not a spoiler, the whole point of the movie is for Tim to find his dad, which is the same point in the game. And so they took a, you know, 17-hour game and they turned it into a 90-minute movie. I totally get the argument from Will that some stuff felt rushed. But I think the thing that did not feel rushed and the thing that felt really good and really strong throughout was the partnership between Pikachu and Tim. And that, I thought, was very good throughout the entire film.
Yeah.
And I think the payoff was good. And I heard complaints about like, oh, you know, Tim likes the girl. And I think that's obvious from the trailers, as well as like Tim also had a love interest in the video game, although it's a different girl, which is fine. And I've heard people say like, oh, the love interest was like blah. And okay, sure. Yeah. But like that does, I don't think that made or broke the movie for me. I think every movie has to have a love story, right? I'm sure. But I feel like that is just like, if we're marketing towards everybody, we have to have our cute things. We have to have our action things. We have to have our like slight love thing, and like it I feel like it has to hit all those notes.
I guarantee you see more movies than I do.
Probably not as many as Greg, though.
Correct. And the whole idea that you have to have a love story is some straight up garbage.
No, I mean I agree. Like, but I don't.
I mean,
I don't.
I will say this: that the whole love romance subplot in the game I found annoying and weird. It was just so weirdly tacked on, and things can exist without there being a romance. Like, people can just be friends. That needs to be okay. Men and women just being friends needs to be okay, and it needs to be a more prominent part of our media, and it really bugs me when they tack it on, like, especially in the game Detective Pikachu, where I'm like, okay, so there's a love interest now for reasons that...
Yeah, that's how I felt in this movie.
It annoys me. And it annoys me that it pops up a lot in movies where it just doesn't belong.
A lot of the areas were the same. The thing they cut, I think, was the cave and the ship. But the ship was nothing. Like, the ship was just this very long, convoluted puzzle of eventually being an accountant at the end of that ship trying to find paintings.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I got both items, though.
What? You must have read a walkthrough to tell you how to do it.
No, but
that puzzle's hard.
It's not an easy puzzle, but like I sat there for a second and like did the math. Like you do sort of have to be a accountant. Ugh, boring.
I really, really liked it. I think though, like overall, if you remove the Pokemon and you just have the pure storyline of Sun is trying to find Dad, who used to be a detective, and now Son has to, you know, put the detective hat on to figure out his dad. I think that overall storyline is, like, average at best. I think the Pokemon make and break that movie. For me, it was better than I expected, pretty much in, like, every way. Like, I think it looked really good. I think that both Tim and Pikachu, again, those are, like, the two characters that I think matter from start to finish. I think they both knock it out of the park. Was it worth it? 100%. Would I recommend it to any Pokemon fan? 100%. Would I recommend it to somebody who doesn't like Pokemon? Yes. I think it falls into the same camp as, you know, somebody who just wants to watch a movie. And the newest movies out are Wolverine and Transformers and Captain America. And you're just like, I don't really know any of these, but people are talking about it, so I'll see it. And they come away going, yeah, that was entertaining. And I think that movie hits that specific mark really well of somebody is familiar with Pokemon. Everyone is talking about it. They need something to do on a date night. And so they decide to go see it. I think it really, really good one of those movies. And I think that's all it needs to be.
Yeah. I mean, the action sequences were all exciting and fun. So that was worthwhile.
But yeah, I really liked it. It like made me come out of the movie being like, I should go back to Target and buy a couple more plushes.
Oh, no.
You are the prime customer.
Yeah, but also, like, if you were to ask me, like, 10 years ago if a live-action Pokemon movie would be a thing, I'd be like, there's no way they can pull that off.
I will say, just looking at the trailer and stuff, just the level of animation that we've gotten to is so astounding that, I mean, I don't think it could have been made years ago and still look that good.
Like, oh, heck no.
Like, we have come a long way in animation. If nothing else, I'm excited to see where we are just movie-making-wise in the movie. Like, just what we've been able to do with this industry is fascinating.
I will probably see it again, because I know Irene wants to see it again, so.
I'd go and see it with you guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it soon, so I'll let you know.
All right, go and see it with you too, Greg.
Aw, thanks.
Again, without spoiling, the movie does have a definite ending.
Yes, which is divergent from the video game.
I guess, I don't know. It's hard to talk about the video game ending. It's like, we've talked about it before of how it's like frustrating but good.
Yeah.
But like the video game ending is set up for a sequel.
Correct.
Yeah. It. Well, yes.
I don't think that sequel's ever coming.
No.
Well, maybe if the movie is like super popular and makes a lot of money, they might just pump out some really crummy Detective Pikachu 2. Because you can't get money
the game?
For things. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the movie did very well, so considering.
They could do a Detective Pikachu 2. Right? Because it's a detective movie. You just have a new crime, a new case, some new rules, a new issue. You can make a second movie. That's not a problem. But I think the movie also shows that they can make a story start to finish in the Pokemon world, and they can use a generic storyline, but because there are Pokemon involved, it is still entertaining and enjoyable.
The main factor is, right, like, to keep in mind that if they do do a subsequent movie, it does not have to be a detective movie. It can be a, here is a movie that takes place in the world of Pokemon with live action Pokemon.
Comparing the two endings, I preferred the movie ending because I think we get closure.
Yes.
Agreed. And the game ending is like...
annoying?
And I think all of us being adults, like, we understood it. I can't imagine being like 10 years old playing that game, being very satisfied that I completed it. 10 to 12 year old me would be very frustrated at the ending of that game.
Yeah, no, it's ambiguous to make a sequel. It's ambiguous for not good reasons. And it's not, the ending is not, like, I did not find the ending satisfying. Because the satisfying ending would have been earlier and the game should have been done, but they kept going and made it unsatisfying.
I think we'll leave it there for movie talk. I'm sure Greg will have...
oh, I will have a lot to say after I see this film.
Yeah. Will, last question, actually. This is a weird comparison, but I feel like people are going to do it anyways. This movie compared to the last 21 animated movies.
Oh, I'd rather see this.
Okay.
Definitely.
Some would say that's a low bar, but that's an important bar, I feel like.
Yeah. Like, the only one of the animated movies that I think is better than this one is the Zoroark one.
I would say I
feel like that should be controversial.
Yeah.
But I don't remember the Zoroark one.
I think
it had Celebi in it.
I think the Lucario movie is better than the Zoroark one.
I've never seen the Lucario movie.
Okay, this is what I would say. I Choose You is my favorite Pokemon movie.
Oof.
What? What is better than I Choose You?
Yeah, some of us don't like retconning.
Oh, I'm totally okay with it. Look, you all played Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire.
Look, I am not going to go into the I Choose You problems that I have because all y'all don't listen to what I have to say, so.
Okay, so I Choose You works. I understand the I Choose You. It works, though, because of nostalgia. They, like, use things in the past that they know have been effective, like the Butterfree scene.
Mm-hmm. And this is hitting the parts that made me mad about that film.
And they put it all in. They were like, what story beats do people care about? And they put it all into that movie. And it works in that regards. But I would rather have them. So I like that movie because of that. And there is the new story beat in the movie that I do like, which is, it's generic, but I do like Cross throughout that movie. And I think the payoff with Cross at the end with his Lycanroc was good. I would almost, though, rather always take something new and different than to, like, lean on things that they've done before that they know works. And this movie does nothing but new things. Because, well, one, because it's live action. But two, because it doesn't use Ash. And three, because they don't have to rely on any trainer battles at all. And they proved that the Pokemon world is still really interesting. And it also isn't like a save the world movie, although there is a big conflict, which I think is very boring and generic as well, which has always been my complaints with games or movies of the Pokemon world is more interesting. The Pokemon world is interesting enough that we don't have to keep on relying on a 10-year-old to save the world in a video game to make that a good story, or have any character in a movie save the world to make that a good movie. Like, the world in itself is strong enough that why do we keep going back to this?
Yeah, it stands on its own.
And I think the live action, the Detective Pikachu solidifies that in a way that I don't think any of the Pokemon movies in the past have ever done.
I would say, to like kind of go along with that, I think the villainy in the movie, this movie, fell perfectly in line with what you would expect villains in a Pokemon world to do. 100%. It was like, not like, oh, no Pokemon villain would ever do that. It's like, no, this sounds exactly like something a Pokemon villain would do.
Yeah. Wrap up the show here and knock out question of the week.
All right.
No Pokemon of the week? What?
No, we'll do Pokemon of the week.
We'll get there. All right, ready?
Yep.
It's time for the question of the week.
So grand.
This one is from Robert in our Slack Addict channel. They ask, what is the most awkward real-life moment involving Pokemon?
Oh, I have one.
I have one, too.
The most awkward real-life moment involving Pokemon.
My most awkward one was I went to the Pokemon Rocks tour in Chicago.
Pokemon Rocks?
Yeah, the Pokemon Rocks tour. It was the first time I'd ever, like, really done VGC anything. And at the time, they didn't do, like, divisions or anything. So, like, I was facing a series of 10-year-olds. And I was 30 at the time. And so I was just like, defeat, defeat, defeat. And I'm like, game, kids. And then at the end, they're like, here's your Pokemon Master Trainers board game. Did you want to enter in the final competition? Looked at all these kids. I'm like, no, I'm good. Nope.
That's pretty good. I don't think I can top that. There was not another single adult?
No. Either. I mean, there were adults there. Like, there were parents with their kids. But it was at sort of that weird time when kids had been playing the game when they were kids were just now in their teens. Maybe early college, and so they weren't there on their own, and parents were bringing their kids, and so I was like probably the only adult here by myself, and I didn't, you know, again, it was, I didn't have anybody to go with me. I was went to Chicago by myself, took a train to the pier where the thing was, and was wandering around by myself at this event to get the, I forget which special one they were handling out, because most of my other friends who lived throughout the country couldn't make it to that event. So, yeah, it was just me teaching 10-year-olds whopping kids left and right. Like, yeah, that's what I thought, Billy. You can't have your hopes and dreams. An adult will come and crush them for you.
Poor Billy.
Will, do you have an awkward real-life moment involving Pokemon?
I mean, not really, besides the whole fact that every day of my life is awkward, but,
every moment of my existence.
I mean, I just, like, one time at work, I was walking down the hall and I was wearing my jacket and I had my Pokeball Plus in my pocket. And that is the moment that Pikachu decided to start screaming for attention. And there were other of my coworkers in the hallway. So that was a little embarrassing because I couldn't get Pikachu to not actually. It wasn't that I couldn't get it to be quiet. It's that I pressed the button so that it made the very satisfied Pika Pikachu. And for those of you that don't know, Work Will is a very, very serious person.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's true. That was very out of character for me at that point in time.
I have a couple, but I don't think I've ever told this one on the podcast. So this is a new one for y'all.
Ooh.
When I went to the first Pokemon Go Fest, I had a press badge and there was a lot of downtime because as some remembered, the Pokemon Go Fest did not particularly work very well unless you were on Sprint. But I was in the media lounge and I was talking to some of my media friends, like Allegra Frank, who was there. And I met with some Pokemon influencers earlier, like Reversal and stuff. And so I was chit-chatting and not being in the specifically the Pokemon Go YouTube community. A lot of people did not know who I was. Because at the time, there were not a lot of Pokemon podcasters covering Go. But I was introducing myself to people and chit-chatting, and they were giving me business cards, and I was giving them my business cards. The whole networking when you're a content creator kind of stuff. And I saw Mystic 7, which is probably... I'm super sorry, I haven't kept up with Pokemon Go YouTubers in a while. But the big ones are like Trainer Tips and Mystic 7 and... Reversal and stuff. I don't know if they're still the biggest or whatnot, but I believe Mystic Seven was one of the hosts for GoFest. And I don't think Reversal or Trainer Tips were at the time and whatnot. So I was like, oh, hey, Mystic Seven, I've seen some of your videos. This is what I do, blah, blah, blah. And then I gave him a business card. And the twist was, if you didn't know, I had no clue. Mystic Seven is a twin.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
How did the twin get into the press tent?
And that was his twin brother who just was accompanying Mystic Seven for the trip. Everyone kind of laughed and they called him Mystic Six. And they said that countless people do the thing I just did because they're identical. I think they're identical twins. The boy, they look very, very similar. And he was wearing a Mystic shirt, a Mystic Seven shirt. But that was probably one of the more embarrassing things that I've probably ever done was mistake a content creator for their twin in the press area, which you would think would be the thing.
Yes.
So that's my embarrassing story.
We saw a lot of people. We saw the Trainer Tips dude.
Yep. We saw Nick from Trainer Tips. We saw Reversal. We saw Twintendo. That was the first time I met.
Strangely enough, is not a twin.
No. We saw a bunch of people, and they're all very nice, but there was my embarrassing real life moment involving Pokemon. Speaking of Pokemon, Will, hit us with our Pokemon of the week.
So your clues from last week, its name may be confused for the study of the relationship between food and culture. It's could potentially be related to either Macargo, Shelmet, or Obonite, but they have something that it does not have. The points of the compass are important if you're looking for a particular looking one, and it has a very unique ability, and it cannot be found in Kanto ever. No, this Pokemon is just never available in Kanto. What Pokemon is it?
I had a tough one with this one. I don't think I'm right, but I'm going to go for it. Steve, do you know?
No.
It's Gastrodon?
Lilligant.
Greg is correct.
Yes!
The study of the relationship between food and culture is gastronomy. And I also didn't say the clue about having 1 foot on its stomach, because that's what gastropods are.
Oh.
Macargo, Shelmet, and Omanyte are all Snarl Pokemon. Gastrodon is a slug. You see? You see how that goes?
I get it.
Got it.
And I also put in a little thing, because the shiny for one of the Gastrodons, because obviously they come in two colors, you can barely tell that it's shiny at all. It's just like,
yeah,
you can barely see it.
All right, give us next week's.
Okay, here we go. This is going to be super easy mode for Steve, potentially super easy mode for Twitch peep watchers, hard mode for everybody else.
Okay.
Some may know that I have recently decided to start playing the Pokemon trading card game again, albeit online only, but still with an eye to building and testing out good decks. A Pokemon TCG deck must contain 60 cards, which is some combination of Pokemon, basic, stage 1 and stage 2, trainers, items, supporters, and stadiums, and energy. Occasionally, though, cards will be released that allow the player to break normal deck construction. One such deck has recently become possible. In the Unbroken Bonds TCG set, there is a Pokemon that has been printed as both a standard Pokemon and a Pokemon GX. The Pokemon GX is actually available in 3 printing rarities in this set: regular, full art, and secret. Both the regular and GX versions have abilities, effects that can be used during your turn that are not attacks and typically do not cost energy to exercise. Not everyone plays the TCG, and in the video games, this Pokemon has an interesting evolution pattern. Originally, it would evolve from its predecessor just by getting it to level 28. In Alola, it would only evolve from its regional variant if it had high friendship with its trainer. The regional variant is also available in Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, but friendship does not exist in those games. For them, the regional variant goes back to just evolving at level 28. The original version of this Pokemon normally takes no damage from ghost-type attacks. The regional variant takes no damage from psychic-type attacks. If you are a fan of Pokemon Conquest, then you will know that, in that game, this Pokemon's evolution is based on its speed. Its predecessor must reach a speed of 96 or higher for it to evolve. Those are your clues.
All right, I know it.
I know you know it.
I know this one. I know it.
And Greg's sitting there like whirly bird spinning over his head.
I think I know it.
All right, that is our show for the week. Hopefully you all saw Detective Pikachu and or liked it, or maybe you didn't. I don't know. Somebody always has a complaint.
But I mean, that's going to be me. Let's face it.
But we will be back next week, of course. There was a little bit of news we didn't tackle this week, but that's all right. We'll tackle it next week. E3 is coming up in a month, if I'm not mistaken. Pokemon Go Fest also coming up in a month. Oh, they're the same week. E3 is early that week, and Go Fest is later that week. All three of us will be at Go Fest.
Yep.
There is a Twitch event in the Chicago area. That I will be going to on Saturday. It is a Twitch meetup at Voodoo Ranger and Ignite Gaming Lounge on Saturday night if you are in the area. If not, no big deal.
Which Saturday? Saturday of GoFest or Saturday this coming week?
This coming, sorry, the 18th.
Okay.
I will be on a live stream if you want to watch me this Saturday, the 18th.
Doing D&D stuff, right?
Doing D&D stuff.
Sponsored right. by Wizards of the Coast.
Correct.
Oh, they made the Pokemon trading card game at one
they
point.
Did.
I'm sure Greg will have that in Slack.
Yep.
So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for anyone who left us a review in Apple Podcasts. Thank you for anyone who has supported us on Patreon this leaves forever, I guess. I mean, we had a new couple Patreons this last week, but everyone who supported, thank you. We will be back next week. If you want to follow Greg on Twitter, it's at WhiteWing. If you want to follow Will on Twitter, it is at WashInTheSink. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at DraggingALake, at Pokemon Podcast on Twitter. We're trying to get the subreddit to be more active, so if you are a Reddit user, r/supereffective, you want to go over there and subscribe and do Reddit things.
Just all your deck lists are there in an importable fashion, so you can import them into PTCGO, which is a nice improvement for that particular product.
Yes. There are deck lists on there for Unbroken Bonds, and there are Twitch clips, and there are podcast episodes, and there are other things. So feel free to submit ISC-related stuff, or comment, or grab some deck lists, because they're all there that I've used on stream. So... thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. I almost said because Alola is hello and goodbye.
You're not lying.
Yeah, it still applies.
This has been another episode of the Pokemon Podcast, and we are...
super effective.
Super Shellos is the pre-evolution.
Yes.
I thought so. Didn't that come up on Twitter? I think somebody said that.
Maybe.
A big thank you and shout out to all the producers of It's Super Effective. Kevin, Cygnus, Jeff, Pat Matrick, Catherine, Alex, Anthony, and Michaela. Thank you so much for supporting the show. If you made it to the end of this and you would like to support the podcast, you can head over to isc.cash. And for $5 a month, you can get access to our anime podcast, Alola Vacation, exclusively for patrons of this show. Thanks.